ASP.NET web forms. Terms: client frameworks, which are libraries and tools such as jQuery and React to develop rich and responsive UI. That's client frameworks. Client script. It's JavaScript code generated and managed by ASP.NET. Forms base file is site.master. IIS, Internet Information Services. A web server used for web apps. Features include security, performance, and scalability for IIS. There's IIS Express, which is a lightweight version of IIS. It's included with Visual Studio. There's no admin rights necessary. It's not full-featured. For instance, it doesn't have FTP. It can be turned on through Windows features. Master page file. It's page directive reference to page template. This template provides consistent layout for multiple web pages. Membership. It's built-in authentication and authorization for managing user accounts and access control. Routing. It's a mechanism for defining URL patterns and mapping them to specific server-side code. Security. It includes authentication, authorization, and data protection, a lot of times through encryption. Server controls. They're pre-built components encapsulating server-side logic that renders HTML. It usually starts with the ASP colon prefix. Session state. It's server-side data storage mechanism allowing for the preservation of user-specific information between multiple web requests. View state. It's a hidden client-side data store for maintaining state across postbacks. Code. File extensions. There's aspx.cs, which is a code behind for a form, and there's the ascx.cs, which is a code behind for web controls. There's a method executed during application startup called application_start. There's also a page_load, which is the first method invoked when a page is created. And then there's the isPostback, which is true when it's not the first time. It's false when it's the first time. So first time in is not a postback. Thereafter, it is a postback. Directives. There's the @page directive, which contains special instructions at the top of the ASPX web page. It's used to configure settings for the web page. It's enclosed with the %% @ sign, ending with the % greater than sign. There's the register directive, which is used for registering web controls. Again, it starts with the %% @ sign, and this time it's got the register keyword. There's the master directive, which contains all top-level HTML elements for a page, such as HTML, head, and form. You can use any HTML or any ASP.NET elements as part of your master page. It can include one or more content placeholder controls. And finally, there's the inline code, which is the %% and then percent greater than. It's used for C# code inline. It's not recommended. Miscellaneous section, ASP controls. They start with the ASP colon. You typically have the run at equals server. Then you've got the global.asax file, which contains application events. Project types section. There's web forms, which is similar to the WinForms. It's what you see is what you get designer for rapid development. It uses such file as default ASPX. It's typically the first page displayed when the application is run in a browser. You get the site.master, which is a page that allows you to create a consistent layout and use standard behavior for pages in your application. You have the global ASAX, which is the optional file that contains code for responding to application level and session level events raised by ASP.NET or HTTP modules. And finally, there's the web.config file, which is configuration data for the application. After web forms, there's the MVC pattern, which is for patterns and principles like test-driven development. It's got the separation of concerns, It's got the inversion of control and dependency injection. Then you've got web pages as opposed to web forms, which is simple web development, increase the HTML pages, and it's server-based code. You have the SPA, the single page application. It builds applications with significant client-side interaction, uses HTML5, CSS3, and JavaScript. You finally got the web API, which is used for building HTTP services, such as REST APIs.